All right, lads, settle down. I'd prefer it if our guest didn't think I was running a dysfunctional ship.
Oh, I didn't realize we were lying to the lady, sir.
Only when my mouth moves, Jonesy. Is everyone here? Jones? Miller? Hanson? Where the hell is Harker?
You know Harker, Captain. The other got distracted by some engine room and forgotten to eat again. Want me to go get him, sir?
You better had. And remind him we have company.
Aye, aye, sir. If I drag him up here, I will. Oh, good evening, my lady. The captain saved a place for you at the head of the table. I'll be back shortly, sir.
Very good, Jonesy. My lady, please allow me. There we go. Allow me to introduce my senior staff. You've seen my first mate, Jones. This is Dr. Miller. Gunner Hanson and Bosun Steele. The engineer Harker should be here soon. As for the rest of the table, that's Wallace, Palmer, Turner, Lindsay, Sheridan, Buckle, Heaton, and Riggs. Everyone else is still on duty. I run three overlapping shifts, so 2/3 of the crew are working at any given time. It's the only practical solution with a ship of this size. We don't actually have a room big enough to fit the whole crew. I have to get them all out on deck for that. And that can be a little dicey in flight. The food's not even that bad, especially less than a day out of port. We've still got fresh vegetables. After a week, we'll be on the preserved, which is not as good, but still not awful. Ah, Jones, you're back. My lady, this is the engineer, Franklin Harker.
Captain, there's a problem with number 3 lift crystal. I really think you should see.
Now?
Now would be optimum, yes.
Forgive me, my lady. A captain's work is never done. All right, Harker, let's... Are you certain, my lady? You're welcome to come along if you wish, but I don't know that it'll be that stimulating. As you wish. So what exactly is wrong with it this time, Harker?
We got corrosion in the cage, sir. It's causing misfires across the lattice, leading to erroneous harmonics.
Yes. I've had some recent experience of lift crystal harmonics. Most spectacular.
I can repair it, but it would mean taking number 3 offline for at least 3 hours.
Oh, that'll make for smooth sailing. All right, if it needs doing, it needs doing. Let's have a look.
All right, Captain. As you can see, the corrosion is along these 3 strands, causing the electricity to jump here.
Yes, thank you, Harker, I can see. And you're right, it'll need fixing before it spreads. No, my lady, it's not a serious issue. Every airship has at least 20% redundancy on crystals, so if something like this happens, we don't all die. But it will make the Cavalluccio a little... unbalanced while the repairs are carried out.
About a 3-degree pitch to port and 1.2 pitch to the bow.
Thank you, Harker.
I'm sorry, miss. How do I know what?
Oh, no.
How did I know the pitch change? It's really simple. You see, all related to the vibrational frequency of the crystals. Now, a standard issue type 37B lift crystal oscillates at the frequency of...
Harker, please stop.
Sir? Oh, was I doing the thing again?
Yes. Yes, you were. You see, my lady, Harker understands this technology far better than anyone else on board, and he has a bad habit of forgetting that and getting caught up in his explanations. The boys once chipped in to send him to a brothel. Tell the lady what happened, Harker.
I fixed the steam boiler. Gave them a lesson on proper maintenance. They seemed receptive.
That's because you paid them for the time, Harker. I'm not even convinced you know what to do with a woman.
Of course I do, sir. I'm just not very good at initiating contact. I'm far more comfortable with what I know.
You know, my lady, you could help Harker out. I'd rather enjoy watching that. Would you like that?
Sir?
Close your eyes, Harker. Trust me, you'll enjoy this.
All right, sir.
Now, my wanton trollop, get on your knees, unbutton his breeches.
Sir?
Trust me, Harker. Just do what I say. Now, my lady, pull it out. Very impressive, Harker. Those whores missed out. That's it. Use those hands. Get him hard.
Oh, my.
She's good with her hands, isn't she?
Almost. Definitely.
Would you like her to use her mouth?
That would be optimal.
You heard him. That's it. How does her mouth feel?
Oh, quite exceptional.
Oh, she is exceptional. Oh, and she looks so good on her knees like that. Now, what are you doing with that hand? Oh, you want both at once. Well, I think I can oblige you. Let me just... There. Your hand feels good. But I want more. What about you, Arga?
Oh, I would not be adverse to a touch more, sir.
All right, then. The inspection bench. Get on it and hike up that skirt. Very nice. Harker, get behind her. Fuck her like the trollop she is. And as for you, my lady, let me feel those lips. Fuck. Yes.
Fuck yes. Exceptional.
Yes. Good. Yes. Does my engineer feel good, my lady? You're doing such a good job. Maybe I should... Maybe I should offer you to the rest of the crew as well. Would you like that? Such a good whore.
Oh, she feels so good. I've never felt anything like this. I think I'm going to...
Not inside, Harker. We don't want any unfortunate consequences. Get back on your knees, my lady.
Oh, fuck. All over that pretty face. My word. That was... she's... Quite remarkable, Captain.
That she is. And I don't think she's done yet. Come, my lady. Wouldn't you like to finish me off, too? Fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that fucking mouth. Oh, you're gonna take all my cum on you. I'm going to take all my fucking cum. Take it, take my cum. Take it in that mouth. Take it in that fucking wanton little mouth. You try to take it. Oh, fuck.
Well, I've never done that before.
Nor have I. It seems, my lady, you're having an interesting effect on me and my crew. Harker?
Yes, come.
Get your trousers back on and get back to work. I want this crystal fully operational as soon as possible.
With pleasure, sir. Now, let me see if I can cross-connect here.
Trousers first, Harker.
Oh, yes, right.
And as for you, my lady, I believe we are meant to be eating dinner. We can let the crew wonder what ruffled up your hair.